Hi, and welcome to the CPC Podcast, Episode 2 for August 12th, 2018, With All Your Heart. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. Today we're bringing you a very special episode of the pod, since this will be the last Sunday that Pastor Jay Kwok will be with us. At the end of the episode, we'll bring you more news from CPC. With that being said, let's go ahead and turn it over one last time to Pastor Jay Kwok.
God is all-knowing. He knows everything about you. He knows your strengths. He knows your weakness. And so he knows what you need. God is everywhere. He is with you everywhere you go. He is with you when you are happy, and he is with you even when you are walking through the shadow of the valley of death. God is all-powerful. His power is greater than any evil. He is strong enough to bring you into salvation no matter what. God is eternal. There has never been a time when God did not exist. He sees the past and the future, and clearly as the present. Because of this, he has a better understanding than we do what is best for our lives. And God is love. God is perfect, infinite love. His love is greater than your rebellion. There's nothing that can make him stop loving you. You are in his love. God is unchanging. God does not change. He is the same every day. His word does not change, but remains true and trustworthy. Bible is full of promises. There are over 3,000 promises for those who are in Christ. And God can be trusted to keep those promises. It is all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God who made all those promises to you. His promises never change, and they never fail. And his love for you never fails. Proverbs 3:5 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. This is not a suggestion. It is a commandment. It is an order. Trust. Yet how difficult it is to obey. What do you do when you lose your hope? When your dream fails, when you lose your house or your job, have you wondered, why is my life still sucks? Have you wondered, despite all those wonderful promises of God, of the Bible, why am I still facing all these challenges in my life? Why am I not getting better? Why is my business failing? Why is my relationship wobbling? What is the meaning of all these trials and sufferings and failures and sadness? Why the bitterness? Why do I feel like that I am in a constant storm? Why? Let us admit, despite our own limitation, we all have such deep desire to have control over our lives. All of us do. I have to understand what is going on around me. I have to know what kind of person that I'm dealing with. I have to know what kind of situation that I am in so I can have control over the situation. That we desire. And time to time, we find ourselves not in control at all. We realize that we do not have control over anything around us. We do not have control over our own thoughts and mind even. So we despair. We panic. When it happens, we do not see God's word anymore. We do not trust in God. As a good Christian, we say that we believe that the word of God is the truth. We say that we believe our God is the Almighty, everlasting, trustworthy God. We say that we all are in His deep love and care. Yet we do not see, we do not trust His promises in times of trouble. Do you know why? Because we are small. And we are limited. We are human beings. Because we are not God, we only see the things that are bound to the moment. We cannot see the eternity. So our perception are bound to the momentary things that we call reality. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is greater than our reality. He is beyond and above the things that are happening. In any situation, at any time, the word of God still stands. His promises are still valid. He is the Almighty. His word is everlasting, and He is love. His wonderful wisdom. With His wonderful wisdom, God knows what is best for you. And He is closer than you think. Prophet Elijah had a face-up with the 450 prophets of Baal and defeated them. But when the evil queen Jezebel vowed to kill him, he fled to the Mount Horeb. He was disappointed. He was in despair. He felt that he was left alone. "I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too, Lord," he said. God said to him, "Go out and stand on a mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. God came to him in that gentle whisper. When we see the storm, the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, we cannot see God. But God came to him, came to Elijah in a gentle whisper. Brothers and sisters, do not let the storm of your life blind you. Open your eyes and see God does His work ahead of you. God often speaks to you in a whisper because He is close to you. He does not need to speak loud because He is right next to you. God is sovereign God. God works according to His own wisdom and timing. And fix your eyes on the promise of God. Hold on to Him with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. Trust Him with all your heart. Never fix your eyes on the things that you call reality. Do not lean on your own understanding. Most of us have desperate desire to understand, but we know well our understanding fails miserably. We simply cannot understand. We must yield ourselves to God's way, even when we cannot understand. Isaiah 55, 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You can always trust God, for God sees the whole picture, while we can only see the tiny corner of it. To trust in the Lord with all our heart means we cannot place our own right to understand above His right to direct our lives the way he sees fit. Every corner of your life belongs to God. Every corner, even this moment, even this morning, belongs to God. So let Him be the one who leads your life. Verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Acknowledge Him in all your way means that you need to know that He is the master of your life. Not just a moment or a certain period of time, but all of it. Your life is not yours. It belongs to God. Remember, Jesus said that He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last and the beginning and the end. That means He is the one who created you. He is the one who initiated you and started your life. And He is the one who will complete and perfect it. Let Him be the master of your life. Don't just call Him the Lord. Give Him the rightful ownership of your life. Then He will make your path straight. Well, some of you may still complain that I've been a faithful servant of the Lord, and I'm still facing all these challenges in my life. Making your path straight does not mean that you will not have any ups and downs. Are you with me? There still will be things that you cannot understand. There still will be dangerous and harmful potholes on the street. There will be the time that you have to stop your car and fix the tire. There will be times that you may have to experience engine failure or the leaking water pump or a blown up radiator. But by going the straight path, you know for sure where you are going. You know your final, you know where your final destination is. Still wonder which way is the right path? How about let God drive your life instead? Tim Hansel shares this episode in his book, Holy Sweat. One day, while my son Zach and I were out in country climbing around in some cliffs, I heard a voice from above me yell, "Hey Dad, catch me." I turned around to see Zach joyfully jumping up a rock straight at me. He had jumped and then yelled, "Hey Dad." I became an instant circus act, catching him. We both fell to the ground. For a moment after I caught him, I could hardly talk. When I found my voice again, I gasped in an expression and said, "Jack, can you give me one good reason why you did that?" He responded with a remarkable calmness, "Sure. Because you are my dad." His whole assurance was based on the fact that his father was trustworthy. He could live life to the hilt because I could be trusted. Isn't this even more true for a Christian? Are you disappointed, my friend, because you are witnessing another chapter of your life failing? Are you disappointed and sad because it looked like there is no hope? Are you brokenhearted because someone leaving you? Please listen to me, Christians. Human created religion can fail. The denomination can fail. Politics and governments can fail. Pastors can fail. All human efforts and all human organization can fail. History shows us that nothing in this world can prevail. But God will. He will never fail you. Listen to what a psalmist has to say to you in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its water roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Trust the Lord and let God take the handle of your life. We still don't know how God will make all things work together for good. We still don't understand. But when we trust Him with all our heart, we know that He is. Let us pray. Father, with our mouth, we confess that you are the Lord. With our emotions, we praise you and worship you. But deep down in our heart, Lord, we still carry this doubt. And we try to gain the control of our lives with our own understanding. Yet we fail miserably, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you this morning, take the charge of our lives. Be our master. Be the owner of our each moment of our lives, Lord. Lord, we lift up this church to you, Lord. Lead us into your way. Pray this in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Next week, Reverend Cameron Highsmith will be filling our pulpit, so we have his sermon to look forward to on next week's episode. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Stitcher app. No matter where you find us, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps people find us, and we would really appreciate it. We're available on the web 24/7 at centralprespb.com. That's central, P-R-E-S, P cpcpb.com. We're also available on everyone's favorite social media platforms. Check us out by looking for our username, CentralPresPB. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. I hope everyone has a great week.